Welcome and good morning. I will read our text for today in Psalm 139 verses, or 137 verses 1 to 9. This is a sad story about the account of the Jews having felt being insulted and embarrassed because of the insult of the enemy, the captives, the captors, the Babylonians. And as they recall this embarrassment, they resorted to God, who will give them the just and the justice, and God will fulfill his covenant to them that God will be with them. Let me read these 9 verses for today. By the waters of Babylon, there we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion. On the willows there, we hung up our lyres, for there our captors required of us songs, and our tormentors mirth, saying, "Sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. Let my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth. If I do not remember you, if I do not set Jerusalem above my highest joy. Remember, O Lord, against the Edomites, the day of Jerusalem, how they said, 'Lay it bare, down to its foundations.' O daughter of Babylon, doomed to be destroyed, blessed shall he be who repays you with what you have done to us. Blessed shall he be who takes your little ones and dashes them against the rock." This is a sad psalm, as I said, because when they remembered about their city, Jerusalem, or Zion, the city of God, the city of David, they were haunted, and they were just pricking their hearts that the name of God is put to shame or desecrated. The Israelites sang this song while they were captives in Babylon. The sad thing is that they were working in a slave camp beside one of Babylon's rivers. We don't know what is the river, but it's beside a river. As a torment for their victims, the Babylonian slave drivers created some amusement for themselves by asking the downcast slaves to sing some of the merry and glorious songs of Zion. That's what we read in verse 1 to 3. By the waters of Babylon, or by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and we were weeping when we remembered Zion. I don't know about you, but maybe you can reflect of an experience in the past that when you remember it, you will be weeping because there were just opportunities and relationships that were lost or that were shattered or wasted. Just like these Jews, they wasted this great opportunity that they can be in Jerusalem worshiping the Lord because of their rebellion. Let me continue in verse 2. On the way loose there, we hung up our lyres, for there our captors required of us songs, and our tormentors mirth, saying, "Sing us one the songs of Zion." This cruel insult from their oppressors had grieved them greatly. Why? Because their beloved Jerusalem is in ruins. How can they forget? Jerusalem means so much to them, and singing glorious songs that would now be a mockery, is it not? They would rather be struck dumb and forget their skills than do such things. That's why they said here in verse 4 to 6, "How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. Let my tongue stick to the roof of my mouth. If I do not remember you, if I do not set Jerusalem above my highest joy." It's just a sad reality that because of the rebellion, what happened to Jerusalem and Zion, the city of God, that it was destroyed by the enemy. And that's how they felt. How can we sing merry and glorious songs about Jerusalem when it's in ruins, when it's in shambles? And perhaps you are like that today when you remember about your family, your ministry. It is as if that it's already gone and there's nothing you can do about it. The past had given you a a kind of a reflection of being sad, and you are remorseful, and I hope that you're repentant of what happened if you did something wrong, because in this story, in this psalm, I mean, the Lord, they believe that the Lord will take vengeance of what these Babylonians did to them. Moreover, at the time of the destruction of the city of Jerusalem, the neighbors, the Edomites, had encouraged the Babylonians to continue their havoc and their torture, and they were just rejoicing. Look at verse 7. Remember, O Lord, against the Edomites, the day of Jerusalem, how they said, lay it bare, down to its foundations. Instead of helping them, they helped the enemy. They loot the city of Jerusalem. That's one of the sad account of what happened to the nation of Israel. No neighbors helped them. Undoubtedly, the main twist of this psalm is that the Babylonians someday will face the retribution from God, because they were the ones mainly responsible for the merciless slaughter of God's people. And the psalmist ended this psalm with an announcement that a retribution to them will happen, that they might be punished by the same affliction of barbarism that they did upon them. Verse 8 and 9, O daughter of Babylon, doomed to be destroyed, blessed shall he be who repays you with what you have done to us. Blessed shall he be who takes your little ones and dashes them against the rock. God is not sleeping. God will not totally abandon his people. He allowed the Babylonians to ransack the city as God's chastisement to them. And that's why Habakkuk could not understand why is it that God allowed a more wicked people to oppress them. And Habakkuk questioned about why God allowed this to happen. But we know that it's because of God's chastisement to them. God disciplines them. He uses these people as an instrument to discipline them. But it's not to punish them. They are not there forever to punish them or to oppress them. Someday, the Lord will pay his retribution to his own people. Yes, the most important thing for us is that we realize our mistakes. Just like the Jews, they realize their mistakes. Some of them did not, but a lot of them realized their mistakes. And when they repented, God showed his mercies and his grace towards them. There are always second chances in God. We commit mistakes today. We did something wrong, but that's not the end of the world. God will give us a new start. Only if we realize and repent of our sins and change by the grace of God, by the Spirit's help. Yes, how can we sing these songs in the past when our Jerusalems are in ruins, when we recognize that there are just a lot of things in our lives that we need to repair? But God is gracious. He can help you and He can help me. And that's the good news today. I hope that in this devotional this morning, you will be encouraged to go back to God. Yes, God allowed these embarrassments. God allowed these shameful experiences we have today in order for us to be prompted to look back and seek God and cling unto the grace of God. God is gracious. God is a God of second chances, even a million chances. No failure needs to be final today. We can go back to God and be restored. And remember, God is not sleeping. He will take vengeance to those who oppress his own people. Let us pray. Father, thank you that this morning we are prompted about the humanity of the nation of Israel, that they failed you. They suffered the consequence of their sin. They became captives, and They were broken, haunted, and desperate. And thank you that we can also have the same hope as they have, that even though how big and how devastating was our mistake in the past, you can give us a new start, Lord. You can give us a new beginning. Thank you that you can forgive us. You're gracious and give us a new start. You will remember our sins no more. And we can look forward, and you're going to repair what had been damaged, Lord, in our lives. You are the God who can mend all these things. Thank you for the gospel. It is the gospel that delivers us, that can redeem us, Lord, from the past and give us a new start by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.